It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Do you have any idea what was in that box that I brought in? It's a box with a lot of stripes on it, isn't it? Good design. Before I show you what's in here, you tell me when this cord gets lined up with these stripes, okay? You just say when it's in the same line as all these stripes. Coming, isn't it? Closer. There it is. Yeah. I'll show you what's in here. It's an old hat. Very old hat. See? All those feathers on it? I'll try it on. See how it looks. I wanted you to see that. I took some pictures of people and having different things on their heads, caps and hats and things. Show them in this projector here. Picture, picture. You know how we work picture, picture. We press this button and then look up here. Now that's the first one. That man works in the postal service. And that's his special hat for that. See those people? They have swimming caps on. See her? With her swimming cap. That's it. Baseball player. It's a nice knitted one, isn't it? Be warm. What's he wearing? And what's he wearing? He's directing traffic with his hat. Fireman, is it? That's some kind of a helmet for riding a bike, I think. Yep. There. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Elsie Neal. Come in, Elsie.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Glad to see you. Come in.
Look what I have. This is an import. This is one of the new things we have in the shop, and I wanted
beautiful.
You to see it.
That's hand-woven, isn't it?
Yes. All of it's made by hand.
What are these? Where's it come from?
Oh, this is from Africa.
Oh, it's great. What are these designs, do you suppose?
I think this is a pot.
Mm-hmm. And
this is a fish.
A fish?
Yes.
Going down like that?
And a flag. I think that's a flag.
Maybe so. Or a feather.
Yeah, that probably.
What about that?
It looks like an elephant.
This way, it can look like an elephant with its trunk up, can it?
There, or a rhinoceros.
A rhinoceros, yes. Too, sure. That's a beautiful thing. I want to show you something out here.
Oh.
I bet she'd look nice in this, don't you think?
This is a great hat.
It's an old-fashioned hat, Elsie.
May I try it on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you look beautiful in that. Yeah. Somebody must have made that, don't you think?
Oh, certainly. It's made by hand. When I was a little girl, I used to love to make hats.
You made them?
Yes, all kinds. Fancy hats, farmer's hats,
Well, how did you do them?
Oh, how'd you like to come over to the shop? I have some material over there, and I can show you how to make a hat.
Sure, I'd be glad to come.
Good.
Let's go to Elsie Neal's shop with her, all right? Make some hats over there.
Good, and Debbie's at the shop.
Oh, good, we'll be able to see her.
All right.
Come along to Elsie Neal's shop.
Come on.
Debbie?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks. We have a pot.
Yes, I'm in the process of putting away some new things. This is by Joe Ablin.
It's beauty.
Yeah, I think it's nice, too.
Can you excuse me a minute, Fred? I'm going to run upstairs and get the supplies for the hat.
Sure, Elsie. Debbie, how was your camping trip?
Wonderful. Just wonderful. We decided to stay on the whole week. Weather was fine.
Well, from the looks of that big sack that you had for your back, you had plenty to keep you busy.
Oh, yeah.
You have some very nice things. You know, every time I come here, you have something different.
Yes, well, most of these things are new. I'm just trying to get everything situated.
Your mother and I were talking about hats.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, it is.
It's made out of leather.
Little strips of leather. Look, Elsie.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm going to give you some inspiration. For your hat.
All right.
Here are a few supplies. You can take your pick, Debbie. Do you want to join us?
Sure.
Hats out of paper cups and...
Yes.
Pipe cleaners and...
Yarn.
Confetti, too?
Confetti and construction paper.
What in the world?
Here are the scissors and the confetti.
Well, how will we use the confetti with the hats?
Well, you can take the paste and paste that down on your paper, if you're going to use paper or a cup or a bag, what have you.
Oh,
and then you just sprinkle it over it. Or you can dip it down in the confetti and just,
feels
you know,
good,
whatever.
Doesn't it?
Yes. I love confetti.
I'm going to work with this red piece of paper.
All right, Debbie, would you?
I think I'll try.
No, I don't need any paper. I think I'll work with this bag.
That's an idea. Whatever you might have to use.
Mm-hmm. Kind of noisy.
Yes, it is.
I'm almost finished.
That was quick.
I guess so. Is that just a paper bag turned inside out?
Right.
Look at that.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, that would be very nice. You could decorate that, I guess, huh?
Yep. Well, let's see. What can we use? Let's see. I think I'll use some yarn. Keep cutting away until you get it the size that you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm anxious to see what you do with that. What's the hole for?
Well, I just thought, you know, you could put it over your head like that.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
I like that.
Round off the edges and get a fireman's hat, maybe. Could do that together.
Do a little draping on mine. How's yours coming, Debbie?
I'm just about finished.
Oh. Okay. There. Mine's almost finished.
Curl these ends. I'm done. Tiara.
A tiara? Oh. That's beautiful. Just like a crown.
Yes.
That's cute. Oh, my.
Colorful.
Yes,
it
is.
You're a real queen, Debbie Neal.
I like it.
Oh, boy.
How does this look with the colors?
Oh, beautiful.
You like that?
All those different yarns. I'm going to do the confetti treatment on here. See how it looks.
Hold it.
Just the glue around it and then. See what it'll look like when we dip it in the confetti.
It's going to be colorful, I know that.
What do you do, just this, or?
Well, you can. Let's try it down this way first.
Oh, boy. Lots and lots.
And the place where the glue is.
Will stick.
Will stick.
What do we have here?
Let's see.
Oh.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Now.
Okay. You try it on you?
Yes, that would be a nice hat for a garden party, wouldn't it?
Yeah, keep the sun out.
How does it look?
I like
well,
that.
Mrs. Neal, you look beautiful.
That's wonderful.
Oh, I like it.
It's great.
Ta-da.
I like that.
Try yours, if I may. Queen Debbie, please put yours on. The three of us.
Okay.
Oh, Debbie.
Beautiful.
And Fred, that looks nice.
We'll trade you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh.
You have great ideas.
Oh, come back.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
I really do like this.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye. This was fun.
Will you show me how to make a tiara?
Sure.
Couple people wondered what I was wearing as I walked along. I think that's a great idea for a hat. Yeah, paper bag and whatever you want to put on it. Oh, you would have fine ideas as to how to decorate something like that. Now, I would never put a bag or a hat on a plant because a plant has to breathe the air just the way we do. Pictures here. We have some make-believe about hats. All right? What could we think of for the neighborhood of make-believe? Get the trolley. You like the trolley, the way it moves? I do. Let's see now. Henrietta Pussycat got some dresses and a hat yesterday from Paris, from Colette, her friend there. Let's make believe something about that hat of Henrietta's. All right, let's see what Lady Eberlin finds out about that hat now. Neighborhood of make believe.
Hi, Charlie. Grandpère, are you there?
Ah, bonjour, Mademoiselle Eberlin.
Bonjour.
Comment ça va?
Fine, Grandpère. Mr. McFeely told me that Colette had sent you a present.
Aha.
What is it?
Dans un instant.
Dans un instant.
La voilà.
Bonbon.
Oui, ce sont des bonbons. Have one, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Merci, Grandpère.
Délicieux, les bonbons.
Délicieux.
Oui.
Mmh.
Vous l'aimez?
Mmh.
Bien.
Bien.
Oui.
Délicieux.
Oui.
She must have thought a lot about what you wanted.
Oui, Colette,
Colette.
Ma petite fille. She also sent me a picture of herself. And also some pretty robes and hats for Henrietta.
Dresses for Henrietta?
Oui, and hats also.
Oh, nice.
Oui. You should go see them.
I think I will, Grandpère.
Oui, over in la maison de Henrietta Pussycat.
Mm.
Henrietta's house, that's how you say it in français.
La maison.
La maison.
La maison.
De Henrietta Pussycat.
De Henrietta Pussycat.
C'est ça.
Thank you, grand-père.
Je
merci pour les bonbons.
Ce n'est rien, mais il faut y penser. Au revoir.
Délicieux. I go now to la maison de Henrietta. La maison de Henrietta. Henrietta! Are you home?
Meow.
Hen?
The meow, meow.
Hen!
The meow, Lady Apollon.
I see you, Henrietta.
Meow.
Henrietta Pussycat. Hi, Hen.
Meow.
Hi, Hen.
Meow.
I came over to see the dress that Colette sent you.
Meow. Mm. Meow, pretty dress.
Is it? Are you wearing it? Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it, Hen. Could you open the door just
a
little more? Oh, Hen!
Mm.
Oh, let me see. It's beautiful.
Meow used to belong to Meow Colette.
Oh, did she get too big for it?
Yeah.
Mm. Sometimes I give away things that I've outgrown too.
Meow do?
Oh, sure.
Meow, I'm going to Meow Queen Sarah, Meow hat.
Your hat?
Meow. Meow, Meow hat, Meow, too big, Meow.
It's too big for you.
Meow, show you.
Well, let me see. Maybe it'll fit me. Oh, it is too big.
Meow. Can you
try,
try it?
Oh, yeah.
Meow. Meow, too small.
Certainly.
Meow, you think meow, right, Meow Queen Sarah?
Well, some things are right for some people, and some things are right for other people. It's too big for you.
Yeah.
And it's too small for me, but I think it really might look good on Queen Sarah.
Yeah.
When are you going to take it over to her?
Meow, ask Pontificate.
Sure. I know. I'll meet you at the castle.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Meow, 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 come with me.
Of course.
You're better, meow.
Meow. Hello, Miss Pontificat? Yeah, Henrietta and I were wondering whether we could have a few minutes with Aunt Sarah. Oh, great! Hen's already on her way over. Thanks.
Meow, meow, okay, meow?
Yes. Miss Pontificate says she'll be right out.
Meow.
Oh, what a nice box, Hen.
Meow, 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 meow.
Just beautiful. Is it in there?
No meow in it, meow. Hello, Lady Evelyn and Henrietta.
Hello, Aunt Sarah.
Meow, 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 Queen Sarah. Meow, 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 beautiful day. Meow, 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 thought, meow, 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 give me... What is it, Henrietta?
Hen, do you have something to give Aunt Sarah?
What is it, my dear? Would you like to whisper it to me? Well, good. A hat? Well, how wonderful. Oh, well, I'd like very much to see it's in the box. Well, Lady Evelyn, could you help me with the box, please?
Sure. There it is, Aunt Sarah. Do you like it?
Oh, I certainly do. It's just lovely. Collect, meow, 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 meow. What did you say, dear? Meow, meow, collect, meow, 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 meow. Oh, Colette sent it to you.
Yes, it was too small for Henrietta. And I mean, too big for Henrietta, and it was too small for me. So.
Yeah. Well, it was so nice of you to think that it might fit me.
May I help you try it on, Aunt Sarah?
Why, thank you, yes.
Here goes, Aunt.
Yeah.
Oh!
How does it look?
Aunt Sarah, see how beautiful it looks.
Oh, it does. It reminds me of something very special.
What?
It reminds me of the days before Friday and I got married.
How come, Aunt Sarah?
Oh, this is just the sort of hat that I used to wear on picnics.
You went on picnics with Uncle Friday?
Well, yes, sometimes I did. Oh, I do remember one time we went for such a long, lovely walk and talk. Oh, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. The flowers were in full bloom. I admired the flowers and I admired Friday, too. You know what he did?
What?
Well, he picked a red rose for me.
He did?
Yeah. It smelled so good, I remember how it smelled, even now. We held hands, Friday and I. It was a really lovely time we had.
I bet it was, Aunt Sarah.
And this hat reminds me of that lovely time. Oh, my, I don't even have to go on a picnic to enjoy wearing it, Henrietta. Meow, 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 like meow, 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 wearing it, meow.
Yes, I do, too. Hi, Troy.
We can wear it together sometime.
Well, Queen Sarah liked the hat that Henrietta gave her. Mm-hmm. But you know, people don't always like the things that they have to wear. Now, do you ever have to wear things that you don't like? Oh, sometimes my favorite shirt's in the wash, just at the time when I want to wear it. And so I can't. Now, you can't always wear the things that you want. At just the time that you want them. But it isn't the things that you wear that make you my friend. No, you're special. I feel special about my television friend. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You certainly are. Just thinking about our feeding the fish.
there's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Did you notice how Henrietta whispered to Queen Sarah? See if you can hear me while I'm whispering. Hello, my friend. Can you hear me while I'm whispering? Could you? Do you know that there's some people who are able to understand what you say even if you don't make any sound at all? People can read what your lips are saying. See if you can. Could you read my lips? That's a very special talent, isn't it? I'll say one more thing like that. I'll be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. And it gives me a good feeling to know that I will be back tomorrow. Let's sing together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. Bye, I'll be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.